Krishna, because Krishna Janmashtami is coming. So, I do want to read from Krishna book about the appearance of Krishna. I'm glad to see a lot of Gurukul students are here today. You all read Krishna book, Gurukuls? No? Yes? Some? Okay. You have to listen carefully, because I'm going to ask some questions also along the way. Okay? Quiz. Know your Krishna book. Okay, the advent of Lord Sri Krishna. This is Krishna book from the stream, taken from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Once the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense forces of many kings who were actually loud. Demons, yes. First class, he's got first answers right. They were actually demons, but they were posing themselves as a royal order. At that time, the whole world became perturbed, and the predominating deity of the earth, known as Bhumi, she went to see Lord Brahma, yes, to tell her calamities due to the demoniac kings. Bhumi Devi assumed the shape of a cow. They're way ahead of you boys. She assumed the form of a cow and presented herself before Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes. She was bereaved and weeping just to invoke the Lord's compassion. She related the calamitous position of the earth, and after hearing this, Lord Brahma became very much aggrieved, and he at once started for the ocean of milk ocean. Where, who resides? Vishnu, yes. Lord Brahma was headed by all the demigods. He accompanied by all the demigods headed by Lord Shiva, yes. And also, Bhumi also followed. Arriving on the shore of the Milk Ocean, Lord Brahma began to pacify Lord Vishnu, who formerly saved the earthly planet by assuming a transcendental form of a boar. Yeah. Wake up, you boys. Wait. I didn't get any yet. In the Vedic mantra, there is a particular type of prayer called Purusha Shukta. Who knows a Purusha Shukta? Generally, the demigods offer their prayers to Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by chanting the Purusha Shukta. It is understood that the predominating deity of every planet can see the Supreme Lord of this universe, Brahma, whenever there is some disturbance in his planet. And Brahma can approach the Supreme Lord Vishnu, not by seeing him directly, but by standing on the shore of the ocean of milk. There is a planet in this universe called Shvetadvipa. You know your Krishna book? Good. And on that planet is an ocean of milk. It is understood from various Vedic literatures that just as there is an ocean of salt water in this planet, there are various kinds of oceans in other planets. Somewhere there is an ocean of milk, somewhere there is an ocean of oil, somewhere there is an ocean of... We're reading it now in Srimad Bhagavatam. Another ocean of? Wine yet. Nectar. Honey. Different oceans there. Many types of oceans. The Purusha Shukta is a standard prayer which the demigods recite to appease the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as On the milk ocean? Kshiradakai Vishnu. Why is he called Kshiradakai Vishnu? If you take the milk ocean and you boil it down, what do you get? Kshiradakai Vishnu. He is the Supreme Person of Godhead through whom all the incarnations within this universe appear. After the demigods offered the Purusha Shukta prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they apparently heard no response. Then Lord Brahma, he sat in meditation, and there was a message transmission from the Lord Vishnu to Lord Brahma. Brahma then broadcast the message to the demigods. That is the system of receiving Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is received first by Lord Brahma from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the heart. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tini Brahma Hridaya, from the heart. The transcendental knowledge of the Vedas was transmitted to Lord Brahma through the heart. Here also, in the same way, only Lord Brahma could understand the message transmitted by Lord Vishnu, and he broadcast it to the demigods for their immediate action. The message was, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on the earth very soon, along with his supreme powerful potencies, and as long as he remains on the earth, the planet, to execute his mission of annihilating the demons and establishing the devotees, the demigods should also remain there to assist him. They should immediately take their birth in the family of the Jadu dynasty, very good, where the Lord will appear in due course of time. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna, personally appeared as the son of Vasudeva, yes. Before he appeared, all the demigods, along with their wives, appeared in different pious families in the world just to assist the Lord in executing his mission. The exact word used here is tatpriyartam, which means the demigods should appear on the earth in order to please the Lord. In other words, any living entity who lives only to satisfy the Lord is a demigod. The demigods were further informed that the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, known as who is maintaining all the universes on his hoods, he is known as Ananta. He would also appear on the earth before Lord Krishna's appearance. They were also informed that the external potency of Vishnu, Maya, with whom all the conditioned souls are enamored, would also appear just to execute the purpose of the Supreme Lord. After instructing and pacifying all the demigods as well as Bhumi with sweet words, Lord Brahma, the father of all the Prajapatis and Prajanatis of the universal population, departed for his own abode. The highest material planet, it is called Tamaloka. The leader of the Jadu dynasties, King Suryasena, yes. He was ruling over the country known as Mathura. The district of Mathura, as well as the district known as Suryasena. On account of the rule of King Suryasena, Mathura became the capital city of all the kings of the Jadus. Mathura was also made the capital of the kings of the Jadu dynasty because the Jadu were a pious family and knew that Mathura is the place where Sri Krishna lives eternally, just as he also lives in Dwarka eternally. Once upon a time, Vasudev, the son of Suryasena, just after marrying Devaki, was going home on his chariot with his newly wedded wife. The father of Devaki, known as Devaka, had contributed a sufficient dowry because he was very affectionate to his daughter. He had contributed hundreds of chariots completely decorated with gold ornaments. At that time, the son of Ugrasena, whose name was Kamsa, in order to please his sister Devaki, had voluntarily taken the reins of the horses of Vasudeva's chariot and was driving. According to the custom of the Vedic civilization, when the girl is married, the brother takes the sister to the brother-in-law and the brother-in-law to their home, because the newly married girl may feel too much separation from her father's family. The brother goes with her until he reaches her father-in-law's house. The full dowry contributed by Devaka was as follows: 400 elephants fully decorated with golden garlands, 15,000 decorated horses, and 1,800 chariots. He also arranged for 200 beautiful girls to follow his daughter. This Kshatriya system of marriage is still current in India. It dictates that when a Kshatriya is married, a few dozen of the bride's young girlfriends, in addition to the bride, go to the house of the king. The followers of the queen are called maidservants, but actually they act as friends of the queen. This practice is prevalent since time immemorial, traceable at least to the time before the event of Lord Krishna, 5,000 years ago. So, Vasudev, he brought home another 200 beautiful girls along with his wife. While the bride and bridegroom were passing along the road, there were different kinds of musical instruments playing to indicate the auspicious moment. There were conch shells, bells, bugles, drums, kettle drums, all combined together. They were vibrating a very nice concert. The procession was passing very pleasingly, and Kamsa was driving the chariot when suddenly there was a miraculous sound vibrating from the sky, which is specially announced to Kamsa. Kamsa? Fool, yes, you are a fool, Kamsa. You are a fool. There was the drama. Did you see the drama? Kamsa, you're the great fool. You are driving the chariot of your sister and your brother-in-law, but you do not know that the eighth child of his sister will kill you. Kamsa, the son of Ugrasena of the Bhoja dynasty. He was the son of Ugrasena of the Bhoja dynasty. It is said that he was the most demoniac of all the Bhoja kings. Immediately after hearing the prophecy from the sky, he caught hold of Devaki's hair and was just about to kill her with his sword. Vasudeva was astonished at Kamsa's behavior, and in order to pacify the cruel, shameless brother-in-law, he began to speak as follows, with great evidence and reason. He said, "My dear brother-in-law, Kamsa, you are the most famous king of all the Bhoja dynasty, and people know you are the greatest warrior and a valiant king. How is it that you are so infuriated that you are prepared to kill a woman who is your own sister at the auspicious time for marriage? Why should you be so much afraid of death? Death is already born along with your birth. From the very day you took birth, you began to die. Supposing you are 25 years old, that means you have already died 25 years. Every moment, every second you are dying, why then should you be so much afraid of death? Final death is inevitable. You may die either today or 100 years, but you cannot avoid death. Why should you be so much afraid? Actually, death means annihilation of the present body. As soon as the present body stops functioning and mixes with the five elements of material nature, the living entity within the body accepts another body. According to his present action and reaction, which is karma, Prabhupada gives two examples here to illustrate this point. Who can tell the examples? how the spirit soul leaves one body and enters another due to karma. One, just as when a man walks on the street, he puts forward his foot, and then when he's confident his foot is situated on sound ground, he lifts the other foot. In this way, one after another, the body changes and the soul transmigrates. And then he gives another example, how the soul transmigrates from one to another. Just see how the caterpillar, yes, nice example, the caterpillar, the plant worm, he wants to move from one branch to another, so he's crawling like this, you've seen. Then he puts his one foot there, and when that foot's firmly fixed, then he lifts the other foot like that. So like that. When the next body is destined, Krishna orders Maya that he's going to leave, this soul's going to leave the body you fashion. Get a particular womb ready or environment ready for this soul who's leaving. So under Krishna's dictation, then Maya gets this womb ready, and when it's time, it's ready, then the soul leaves the body and is in another one. Simultaneously, he leaves one, he enters another one. Unless he becomes a ghost or something like that. Anyway, he steps into a ghostly body, whatever. So, in this way, after preaching to Kamsa, Vasudeva was preaching to Kamsa, and then he made an agreement with Kamsa, which Kamsa accepted. What was that agreement? Huh? Kamsa said, Vasudeva said, don't worry, I will present all of my children to you, one after another, to do what you like. His first motivation was at least save Devaki. This was the imminent death was there, so somehow or another he planned to save Devaki. So this was a plan he had. And he said, we'll present, because you're not going to kill, Devaki's not going to kill you. The prophecy is that it's going to be one of our children. So I'll bring all of the children to you. And then you can do what you like. So Kamsa, he respected Vasudeva. Vasudeva was known for his word of honor. He was a very, very respected person. He knew he wouldn't tell lies. So he said, okay. He became pacified. Because Kamsa suit. That's what they promised. I represent all the children for you. After due course of time, Vasudeva and Devaki gave birth to how many children? Male children? Eight. The eighth child is going to kill Devaki. Kamsa. Eight male children, as well as one daughter. What was the daughter's name? Subhadra. Subhadra and Yogamaya. Subhadra. She was the one fortunate daughter, born later on. When the first son was born, Vasudeva kept his word of honor and immediately brought the child before Kamsa. And Kamsa, being very satisfied by the actions of Vasudeva, was surprised. He's surprised to see Vasudeva keeping his promise. And becoming very compassionate upon him, he pleased. He began to speak as follows. My dear Vasudeva, no need to present this child to me. I'm not in danger of this child. I have heard that the eighth child born of you and Devaki will kill me. Why shall I accept this child unnecessary? You can take him back. When Vasudeva was returning home with his firstborn child, although he was pleased by the behavior of Kamsa, he could not believe in him because he knew that Kamsa was uncontrolled. An atheistic person cannot be firm in his word of honor. One who cannot control the senses cannot be steady in his determination. At that time, the great sage came to see Kamsa. Who was the sage's name? Narada. He was informed of Kamsa's becoming compassionate to Vasudeva and returning his firstborn child. And Narada informed Kamsa that Nanda Maharaj and all the coward men and the girls and wives of the coward men in Vrindavan, and on the other side Vasudeva's father, Shurasena, and all the relatives born in the family of Vishnu in the Jaru dynasty were preparing for the appearance of the Lord. And Narada warned Kamsa to be careful of the friends and well-wishers of all the demigods taking birth in those families. Kamsa and his friends and advisors were all demons. Demons were always afraid of the demigods, and thus being informed by Narada Muni about the appearance of the demigods in different families, Kamsa at once became alert. He understood that since the demigods had already appeared, Lord Vishnu must be coming soon. He at once arrested his brother-in-law Vasudeva and Devaki, and he put them behind prison bars. Why did Narada Muni do that? Why did he say that? Why did he tell Kamsa and put everyone in big trouble and put him in prison? And yes, Narada Muni was very anxious that Krishna should appear, so he wanted to speed things up. So all these niceties were going on with Kamsa and Devaki, and they may have taken much more time because everything was okay. So he wanted to speed things up. His desire was to see the Lord and the Lord's pastime. So for that, anything was possible. Of course, this is all Leela. But he didn't hesitate to tell Kamsa, simply so that Krishna's birth would be quicker and all the devotees would be more happy as soon as Krishna is born. What was one of the logical arguments that Narada Muni told Kamsa? Because he's saying, the eighth son, if I'm going to be killed by the eighth son, we have no problem. But Narada said, no. You have eight here, you start here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But if you start from this side, the first son born, that's the eighth son. Depends where you are. If you start from the middle, then it's the fourth son. You have eight, but you start in the middle, that's the first one, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it could be the first, it could be the fourth, it could be anyone. Or you better kill everyone. So by his logic, he frightened Kamsa to speed things up. So then Kamsa, he became very powerful. He put Ugrasena in prison. Everybody fled. He became the king of all the provinces. He became very powerful. He made friends with Bakasura, Dantavakra, all those big demons were his allies, and he became really, really powerful. Jarasandha. And so then Kamsa, he killed six babies, one after another. When Devaki became pregnant for the seventh time, the plenary expansion of Krishna, known as Ananta, he appeared in her womb. Devaki was overwhelmed with jubilation and lamentation. She was joyful, for she could understand Lord Vishnu had taken shelter in her womb, but at the same time she was sorry that as soon as her child would come out, Kamsa would kill him. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being compassionate upon the fearful condition of the Jadus due to the atrocities committed by Kamsa, ordered the appearance of his internal potency called Yogmaya. Krishna is the Lord of the universe, but he is especially the Lord of the Jadu dynasties. This Yogamaya is the principal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said in the Vedas that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has multi-potencies. Prasya Shaktir Vividevam Shurate. All the different potencies are acting externally and internally. And Yogamaya is the chief of all potencies. He ordered the appearance of Yogamaya in the land of Brajabhumi in Vrindavan, which is always decorated and full of beautiful cows. In Vrindavan, one of the wives of Vasudeva, whose name is Rohini, yes, was residing at the house of King Nanda and Queen Yasoda. Not only Rohini, but many other of the members of the Jadu dynasty were scattered all over the country due to their fear of the atrocities of Kamsa. Some of them are even living in the caves of mountains. The Lord informed Yogamaya, under the imprisonment of Kamsa, Adevaki and Vasudeva, at the present moment, my plenary expansion, Shesh, is within the womb of Devaki. You can arrange the transfer of Shesh from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. After this arrangement, I am personally going to appear in the womb of Devaki with my full potencies. Then I shall appear as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. And at that time, you shall also appear as the daughter of Nanda and Yasoda in Vrindavan. Why did Sheshnag take birth in the womb of Devaki, and then why was she transferred to Rohini? What was the reason behind that? Very good. Yes, because he is Shuddha Sattva. Balaram or Shesh, he is the potency of Shuddha Sattva. So the Shatgarbha Asuras, or these six children which were killed by Kamsa, were actually Asuras in previous life. They were known as the Asura Garbhas. They were killed. In the commentary of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he said these six children, they represented the bad qualities, kam, kro, lobh, moha, matsya. So, of course, Devaki is a transcendental nature, but because they're acting in this world, in Yogamaya, they appear to be covered by these impurities. So he said it's a representation of these impurities, kam, krodh, lobh, moha. So when the first child was killed, that was representing kam, lust. So that was destroyed. Then krodh, anger, was destroyed. Then lobh, greed, was destroyed. Then the illusion. Then her womb became purified from all these six impurities. But still, Krishna he doesn't come to a pure place, simply pure mode of goodness. He has to come to a transcendental place. So therefore, Sheshanagar appeared in the womb and he spiritualized it. He is a spiritual potency, the transcendental potency. So then it becomes transcendental. Then Krishna could come. Just like Balaram explains as Krishna's bed, Krishna's shoes, as an Antadev snake. Wherever Krishna comes, and Navadvip Dham, Nityananda will expand as a Dham, then Krishna can come. But first, his potency comes and spiritualizes, then Krishna can come. So in this way, the womb of Devaki was symbolically, his symbolic meaning, that it was purified. Then Balaram came and spiritualized. Now Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can appear here. Krishna and Yogamaya appeared as brother and sister, the supreme powerful and the supreme power. The Lord also declared to Jogamaya that his plenary expansion, Anantashesh, was within the womb of Devaki. On account of being forcibly attracted to the womb of Rohini, he would be known as Shankarshan. Yes, you see attractive potency, because he was attracted by the bhakti of Rohini. So he's attracted from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, because she's the eternal mother. So he was naturally attracted. And he will be known as Shankarshana, and he will be the source of all spiritual power, or Bala. Bala. Bala means spiritual power. Balaram. By which he could... He will be known as Shankarshana, and will be the source of all power, or Bala, by which one could be able to attain the highest bliss of life, which is called Ramana, Balarama. Therefore, the plenary portion Ananta would be known after his appearance either as Shankarshana or Balarama. When Yogamaya was thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated the Lord and then appeared within this material world according to his order. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead transferred Lord Shesh from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, both of them are under the spell of Jogamaya, which is also called Yog Nidra. When this was done, people understood that Devaki's seventh pregnancy was a miscarriage. Thus, although Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to appear as her son. After this arrangement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is always ready to place his full potencies in his unalloyed devotees, entered as the Lord of the whole creation within the mind of Vasudeva. It is understood in this connection that Lord Krishna first of all situated himself in the unalloyed heart of Devaki. He was not put into the womb of Devaki by seminal discharge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable potency, can appear in any way. It is not necessary for him to appear in an ordinary way by seminal injection within the womb of a woman. When Vasudeva was sustaining the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, he appeared like a glowing sun whose shining rays were always unbearable and scorching to the common man. The form of the Lord situated in the pure unalloyed heart of Vasudeva is not different from the original form of Krishna. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere, and especially within the heart, is called Dhamma. Dhamma does not only refer to Krishna's form, his name, form, qualities, and his paraphernalia. Everything becomes manifested simultaneously. Thus, the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with full potencies, was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki, exactly as the setting sun's rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east. When the full moon is rising in the east, the sun is situated exactly opposite at that time, so they're both on the horizon at once when the full moon is there, on the eastern horizon, on the western horizon. So here the example is given. The sun is setting in the west, and the moon is just rising in the east, so it's transferring its rays to the moon on the opposite side. So this way, Krishna first appeared in the heart of Vasudeva, the pure heart, then in the pure heart of Devaki, and then he entered the womb of Devaki. Kamsa, however, he saw the transcendental beauty of his sister, Devaki, and he at once concluded the Supreme Personality of Godhead has taken shelter in her womb, because she had never looked so wonderfully beautiful before. He could distinctly understand there was something wonderful within the womb of Devaki. In this way, Kamsa became perturbed. He was sure that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would kill him in the future. And now he had come. And Kamsa began to think, what is to be done with Devaki? Surely she has Vishnu or Krishna within her womb. So it's certain that Krishna has come to execute the mission of the demigods. And even if I immediately kill Devaki, his mission cannot be frustrated. Kamsa knew very well that no one can frustrate the purpose of Vishnu. Any intelligent man can understand the laws of God cannot be violated. His purpose will be served in spite of all impediments offered by the demons. Kamsa thought, if I kill Devaki at the present moment, Vishnu will enforce his supreme will more vehemently. To kill Devaki just now would be a most abominable act. No one desires to kill his reputation, even in an awkward situation. If I kill Devaki now, my reputation will be spoiled. Devaki is a woman. She is under my shelter. She is pregnant. And if I kill her immediately, all of my reputation, the result of all pious activities and duration of life, will be finished. He also further deliberated. A person who is too cruel, even in this life, is as good as dead. No one likes a cruel person during this lifetime. And after his death, people curse him. On account of his self-identification with the body, he must be degraded and pushed to the darkest region of hell. Kamsa thus meditated on the pros and cons of killing Devaki at that time. But finally he decided not to kill Devaki, but to wait for the inevitable future. But his mind became absorbed in animosity against the personality of Godhead, and he patiently waited for the deliverance of the child, expecting to kill him as he had previously killed the other babies of Devaki. And thus being merged in the notion of animosity against the personality of Godhead, he began to think of Krishna and Vishnu while sitting, sleeping, walking, while eating, while working. In all the situations of his life, his mind became so absorbed that he thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that indirectly he could only see Krishna or Vishnu around him. Unfortunately, although his mind was absorbed in thoughts of Vishnu, he is not recognized as a devotee because he was thinking of Krishna as an enemy. The state of the mind of a great devotee is always absorbed in Krishna, but a devotee thinks of him favorably, not unfavorably. To think of Krishna favorably is Krishna consciousness, and to think of Krishna unfavorably is not Krishna consciousness. Narad Muni is praising Kamsa's Krishna consciousness here. He's not the favorable Krishna consciousness, but you see how fixed he is. He cannot stop thinking of Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. He sees his minister coming, the eight ministers. Eight son of Krishna, he will kill me. He's going up to his palace, there's eight steps. The eight son of Devaki was going to kill me. Everywhere he looked, he saw Krishna. He's coming to kill me. So this is real Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, it's unfavorable. But Narad Muni is saying, well, I'd like to be like that. Of course, he's favorable. Krishna descends in this material world just to protect the pious and destroy the impious. That is his vow. The demigods should understand that the Lord had taken his residence within the womb of Devaki in order to fulfill his vow. The demigods were very glad the Lord was appearing in his mission, and they addressed him as the demigods are now addressing Krishna. They're the universal controllers. What are the first word they address him as? Satyam Param. Supreme Absolute Truth. So the demigods even knew this. At the time of birth, they understood, yeah, he's the Supreme Absolute Truth has taken birth. Going to take birth, yeah. So the demigods are controllers, they understood this. So then Krishna is not an ordinary child. So then the demigods are offering these nice prayers to Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, his appearance, birth and activities are all transcendental, and one who understands them actually becomes immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. Simply by understanding janma karma chami devyam, you understand the nature of Krishna's birth, is how he appears, his activities. Just one thing about Krishna, how he appears, if you just understand here, like Krishna, when he appeared, he's not an ordinary person. He didn't appear like an ordinary person. You remember that much, you can go back to Godhead. If you remember that at the time of leaving your body, Krishna's transcendental. He appeared. Or you may, any of the activities. One of those activities, if you remember Krishna, you'll go back to Godhead. That's Krishna's promise. So, Krishna appears out of his own sweet pleasure. So when the time was mature for the appearance of Krishna, the constellations became very auspicious. The astrological influence of the star known as, which was it, Lakshatra Krishna was born under? Rohini. It was also predominant because star is considered very auspicious. Rohini is under the direct supervision of Brahma. According to astrological conclusion, besides the proper situation of the stars, there are auspicious and inauspicious moments due to the different situations of different planetary systems. But at the time of Krishna's birth, all the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. Everything became auspicious, and all the demigods came showering flowers on Devaki. And in an astronomical treatise by the name of Kamanikya, the constellations at the time of the appearance of Krishna are very nicely described. It is confirmed that the child born at that auspicious moment was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth. And then Vasudeva saw that wonderful born child as a baby with four hands holding conch shell, club, disc and lotus flower. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. Sri Krishna Janmatiti ki. He was decorated with the mark of the Sri Vatsa. And he had the necklace of the Kushtubha gem. Dressed in what color silk cloth? Pitamba, yellow silk cloth. Appearing like a bright blackish cloud, wearing a helmet bedecked with the which stones? Vaidurya stones. Valuable bracelets, earrings and similar other ornaments all over his body, and an abundance of hair on his head. Due to the extraordinary features of the child, Vasudeva was struck with wonder. How could a newly born child be so decorated? He could therefore understand that Lord Krishna had now appeared, and he became overwhelmed by the occasion. So here, well, which other child was born like that? All of Krishna's activities were very uncommon and unequaled in the history of the world. Here we are seeing the activity of his birth. Children are being born at every minute, every second, I guess. But how many children are born with four arms, with full decorations, with nice curling hair, with clothing on? How many children have we ever heard in the past or at present that were born like that? So any of Krishna's activity can never be imitated. So even his birth, it cannot be imitated. This is the difference. Nowadays, the baby is born and they're covered in blood and mucus and they dip him in a bucket of disinfectant and that's it. Krishna born so beautiful. Vasudeva began to offer prayers to the Lord. My dear Lord, I can understand who you are. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of all living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. You have appeared of your own eternal form, which is directly perceived by us. I understand that because I'm afraid of Kamsa, you have appeared just to deliver me from that fear. You do not belong to this material world. You are the same Supreme Personality who brings about the cosmic manifestation simply by glancing over material nature. So Vasudeva and Devaki offered so many nice prayers. And upon hearing these prayers of Devaki, the Lord replied, my dear mother, in the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, my father, Vasudeva, was living as one of the Pachapatis. At that time, his name was... Sutapa. You Sutapa. And you were his wife named Krishni. Krishni and Sutapa. At that time when Lord Brahma was desiring to increase the population, he requested you to generate offspring. You controlled your senses and performed severe austerities. By practicing the breathing exercise of the yoga system, you and your husband could tolerate all the influences of material net laws, the rainy season, the onslaught of wind, and the scorching heat of the sunshine. You also executed all religious principles. In this way, you were able to cleanse your heart and control the influence of material laws. In executing your austerities, you used to eat only leaves, only the leaves of the trees which fell to the ground. And then with a steady mind and controlled sex drive, you worship me, desiring some wonderful benediction from me. Both of you practice severe austerities for how many years? 12,000 years. This was their austerity to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. They were hanging upside down in the tree. The branches were there, they had their leg bent over the tree. They're hanging upside down in the tree. And when the leaves came past, that was their food, 12,000 years. So it was some austerity they had there. And that was by the demigod's calculation also. When you were executing your devotional service, you were always thinking of me. So they weren't thinking of the austerities. They were absorbed in Krishna, so they didn't notice the austerity. You're always thinking me within your heart. I was very much pleased with you, O sinless mother. Therefore, your heart is always pure. At that time also, I appeared before you in this form just to fulfill your desire. And I ask you to desire whatever, to ask whatever you desired. And at that time, you wished to have me born as your son. Although you saw me personally, instead of asking for your complete liberation from material bondage under the influence of my energy, you asked me to become my son. In other words, the Lord selected his mother and father, namely Krishni and Sutapa, specifically to appear in the material world. Whenever the Lord comes as a human being, he must have someone as a mother and father. So he selected Krishni and Sutapa perpetually as his mother and father. And on account of this, both Krishni and Sutapa could not ask the Lord for liberation. Liberation is not so important as transcendental loving service to the Lord. The Lord could have awarded Krishna and Sutapa immediate liberation, but preferred to keep them in this material world for his distant appearances, as will be explained in the following verses. On receiving the benediction of the Lord to become his father and mother, both Krishna and Sutapa returned to the activities of austerity and lived as husband and wife in order to beget a child who was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. In due course of time, Krishna became pregnant and gave birth to the child. The Lord spoke to Devaki, at that time, my name was Krishnigarbha. In the next millennium also, you took birth as three votes for them. No? His wife? A deity, yes. You took birth as a deity and Kashyapa, and I became your child of the name Upendra, same. At that time my form was like a dwarf, and for this reason I became known as Brahmanadeva. I gave the benediction that I would take birth as your son three times, because he was our, that the Lord was requested that we want a son just like you. He says, it's not possible. There's no one just like me. I'm original. There's no one like me at all. You can't have a son like me. So to fulfill your desire, I personally have to become your son, because there is no one like me. First time I was known as Prishnigarbha, born of Prishni and Sutapa. The next birth, I was Upendra, born of Aditi and Kashyap. And now for the third time, I'm born as Krishna from you, Devaki and Vasudeva. I appeared in this form of Vishnu just to convince you that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, again taken birth. I could have appeared like an ordinary child, but in that way you would not have believed that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, have taken shelter within your womb. My dear father and mother, you have therefore raised me many times as your child with great affection, and I am therefore very pleased and obliged to you. And I assure you that this time you shall go back home, back to Godhead, on account of the perfection of your mission. I know you are concerned about me and afraid of Kamsa, and therefore I order you to take me immediately to Gokula and replace me with the daughter who has just been born of Yasoda. Thus, spoken in the presence of his father and mother, the Lord turned himself into an ordinary child and remained silent. Then by the influence of Yogamaya, all the gods were asleep. The prison, the shackles became open, and Vasudeva was able to carry the baby child to the house of Nanda Maharaj. And a great storm was blowing at that time. But Anantadev came and covered Vasudeva and Krishna. And the river of the Jamuna, it was flowing furiously, but it made path that Vasudeva could cross that river quite easily. At one point, actually, the waves came and they took the baby from Vasudeva. He was carrying the baby, took him away. Oh, he was going frantic. How you can expect to revive, get a child, you drop in the raging river. He's already, what is the possibility? So he was frantic and he was lamenting, oh man. And then suddenly Jamuna Devi came, here he is. I just wanted to play with him for a little while, the new baby. Here, take him back now. So then on the other side, he went to the place of Nanda Maharaj, where he saw all the cowherd men were fast asleep. He took the opportunity of silently entering to the house of Yasoda. Without difficulty, he replaced his son. Taking away the baby newborn girl to the in the house of Yasoda. Then after entering the house, he very silently exchanged the boy with the girl. He again returned to the prison of Kamsa and silently put the girl on the lap of Devaki. He again clamped the shackles on himself so that Kamsa could not recognize that so many things had happened. Mother Yasoda understood that a child was born of her, but because she was very tired from the labor of childbirth, she was fast asleep. When she woke up, she could not remember whether she had given birth to a male child or a female child. So, the appearance of Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai, Sri Krishna Janamastami ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivrinda ki jai, Nithaigo Premanandi, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they would. Huh? Oh? Hiranyakashipu, yeah. I think they were great grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. Kalanimi. Yeah, he was previous. I think Narad Muni told him that in previous life you were going to, and Vishnu killed you also then. Now that same person will kill you again. Yeah, they went to see someone else. He took shelter of someone else for knowledge. So Hiranyaka became very, very angry and upset. He cursed them. You'll be killed by your father. You'll be killed by your own father. So then they took birth and Kamsa was their father. I can't remember. Anyway, they were the sons. That's it. I just... Were they?
Vishnu
worshippers.
Because Vishnu is original Supreme
Personality of Godhead, but Yeah, they did. Devaki and Vasudeva, they considered him the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Jasoda's position is glorified. Devaki glorifies Jasoda's position also. The Vatsala Rasa is there. They treat him like sons sometimes, but they knew that he is... Our son is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Whereas Jasoda, she didn't understand at all. Or she didn't even want to understand that he was. Yes, so they knew. He appeared before, Vishnu had appeared before them. Two times before also. Hare Krishna. Yeah, it's stated by the Acharyas that Devaki, Jasoda gave birth to twins, one boy, one girl. And the girl was taken by Vasudeva, and when he put Vasudeva Krishna, he didn't actually see the other Krishna. He took the girl. Vasudeva Krishna in the bed, he merged with the original Krishna, the boy twin of Jasoda. No, it's not mentioned. Prabhupada, he Does Prabhupada quote it? Anyway, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains it. I think maybe Prabhupada also quotes Sanatana Goswami. He gives a commentary on it. What's the question?
Why
it's coming? Well, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So, and so he is actually the son of Jasoda. He was actually born of her. I don't know. There's something confidential. Because I don't think the Brajabasis also. They tried to avoid that. There's some little bit of a something there. Something to do with the rasa, They don't like to speak about that or talk about that. Somebody told me one time. I can't quite remember what it was. I can't remember them. Anything else? Okay. Devaki is described. Huh? Devaka, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do. Father of Devaki was Devaka, and the father of Kamsa was Ugrasena. But they're supposed to be brother and sister, but they go, there's two fathers there. No, I don't know the answer. I think I heard that before. I don't know the answer. Were they were cousins or? They say that in India, they have like a family. Village even, the village people, they often call us Kakar uncle, like Mahaprabhu called Kazi uncle and things like that. It may be village relationship. They're sisters. They're cousins, but they call themselves sisters. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Janmashtami ki.
Thank you.